From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Countdown continues. It's TGO Radio, everybody.
Second to the last one, ain't it,
Second
Daddy-O?
To the last live recording of the year. It's October 12th. And the last two shows of the year, we have already done back in the summertime. So yeah. Then we will just, there will be new shows till, I keep saying this, till December 2nd. Then we have pretty close to seven worst of episodes now. So if we got one more good break in us this week and next week, I think we got seven worst ofs. Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's,
you pull another Putin on the Ritz out of your ass.
I fucking jump. I'm in
so
the car.
Proud of that, aren't you?
I fucking was in the car. I turned that. I dropped my, because I listen to the show when I record it, and I listen to it the way people listen to it in my headphones in the car. You know, to see how it sounds. And boy, I dropped Mike off the other morning, and I was I guess it was last weekend or whatever. Anyway, I dropped him off. And that came up, and I was fucking in hysterics.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Made me laugh. Well, welcome back to TGO Radio. And, we are happy to be here, everybody. I haven't decided for 100% what to do with the break, but I'm leaning toward my Lincoln outline.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Good.
And any plans to do anything, or are you just going to live your life like normal? Or
live my life like normal.
I mean, I guess it's more of a thing for me than it is for you, like a show prep, then show, then editing, then posting. Like it's more of a hobby for me than it is for you.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a lot of free time during the week. I have to.
Yeah.
Research or gamble, for fuck's sake. Oh, I've got some distressing news on the gambling front. Oh,
what happened?
Well, I got a letter in the mail yesterday.
From?
The casino.
Yeah. Thank you? A love letter?
Dear Brian, at the casino, the blah, blah, blah. Based on your current play in 2023, we are happy to inform you you have achieved the VIP membership status for the 2024 calendar year. get ready
for the 2024.
Yeah. Get ready to enjoy all of the exclusive benefits that come with the VIP membership. So.
Great.
So I went over there today.
I'll start saving my cardboard boxes for you.
There's the card.
Is that a credit card?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a membership. Now, they give you two of them when you have...
Two?
Two! When you move up to the VIP, they give you two of those cards. One you keep in your car so that you can scan in to get into the VIP parking lots. I swear to God.
You are shitting in tall cotton now, buddy, aren't you?
I could not have been happier.
Wow.
The letter continues. You and a guest are invited to relax and recharge in the quiet, private environment of the Players Lounge.
While where is the Players Lounge?
I have no fucking clue where it is.
Apparently, they're probably going to tell you, aren't they?
While enjoying the complimentary buffet featuring a full salad bar.
Well, you're going to need that because you won't have money to buy food. Jeff,
You're so right on. Savory entrees as well as...
They're going to put you up in the hotel, too, when you gamble the rent money away?
As well as carving and dessert stations. This is Jeff's holding the card in his hand. This is legit. I went to get the card today. Preferred parking. You'll have access to a special gated area at all locations. Preferred front of line access throughout the casino. I don't have to wait in line with the fucking hoi polloi anymore. I get to go right to the front of the line.
Front of line for what?
For whatever. If I go to the cashier, if I go to the member services,
Okay. No.
Receive front of line service when you visit, including expedited service at the Players Club, an arcade cashier, and more. Receive expedited service at the guest services center. 20% off all retail outlets. So I got that letter in the mail yesterday, so I went to pick the card up today.
And this is for the upcoming. Or I guess it starts now. Or
so here's the thing. Now it's time to do some math on TGO Radio.
Oh God, I'm out. Thanks, everybody.
In order to obtain VIP status, you have to have obtained or amassed 50,000 points in the course of a calendar year. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
50,000 points.
Points, right. Mm-hmm. Now, you... And this is where I got... So I'm having a conversation with the gal at the desk when she's getting me my cards today. And I'm having a conversation with her, and this is where I got a little sad, was right here. 50,000 points you have to amass in a calendar year.
Yeah. What's that equal to dollars given to the casino?
$100,000.
No fucking way.
Now, that includes...
Come on.
That includes... It's because it's $2 per point. But that's won and lost in machine as well.
So you have not lost $100,000 at that casino this year.
No, I have not put, and that's the other part of that's the other part of the information that I learned today and found distressing was the one loss total I told you on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
100% all money I put in machines this year, not including losses in machine, all cash.
And that was what, $11,000?
$12,000.
$12,000. So you've put
$12,000.
You have put $12,000 of your dollars in those machines.
Yep.
And you've won and lost to the tune of
$188,000 so far this year. Now, they said you've amassed 44,000 points this year. We're giving you the VIP status now on the expectation you're going to amass 6,000 more points before the end of the year. So they're giving me, 14 months of the VIP.
Boy, they know a degenerate when they see one, don't they?
Buddy, I mean, tell me, right?
They know a degenerate when their data tells them they've got one.
Now, well, now take that and multiply by however many people have that, you know, have that membership, and yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $88,000.
This is Las Vegas. We're here to rob it, you dumb fucking heeb.
Yeah, so I got that letter yesterday. And I almost texted it to you, and I went, now, save it for the show. I went over there today, and I got...
Yeah, I mean, we got to have a Brian Casino update every week.
Well, ooh. Next year. Next year.
Oh, next year they're going to get better.
I won't be able to clothe myself.
As I say, yeah, they're giving you access to the buffet. They put you up in a hotel room.
No. It's not access to the buffet. It's not that. It's the VIP buffet, which is different completely.
Excuse me.
Buddy.
I don't think I can go there with you anymore.
I won't know if they'll
When you get there, do they have like a jacket for you to put on?
Well, you know, there's a special entrance for them, right? You've seen it. There's a special entrance off the VIP parking lot?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
I tried to go in there one time, and I crossed the line, and my fucking whole car just went, bleh, shut down.
It just exploded, huh?
And fucking four guys with long black ponytails come out of the fucking teepees and
they put your head
push me back out into the parking lot.
He pushed me back into the parking lot. That's crazy talk. No, it's the truth. No, it's my brother. Crazy talk. It's a great reset to a Simpsons episode where Marge got addicted to gambling. Anywho, yeah, so that
so happened. you are a casino VIP.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
I don't want to brag.
But you will.
Casino VIP. 55,000 Speedway points. Hang on, let me finish. Hang on. And like $30 AMC reward dollars.
Yeah.
So I don't want to brag, but I'm doing pretty good right now.
You're doing fucking great.
But I got that letter yesterday, and I got a little sad. I was like, oh, boy, really? But they give you two of them. Well, I mean, we're going to give you two. One you keep in your car so you can scan yourself in and out of the park, out of the VIP parking. And I went, yes, ma'am.
You should have said, hey, look, does this come with my own personal squad? You know, do my laundry and scratch my back? Guide me down the Missouri to the Pacific.
All I care about is the VIP parking. No
I get
shit.
Nothing on that Lewis and Clark show. Nothing. Fuck you. Fuck you and this show. That was great.
All I care about is the parking. I don't give a fuck about it. That's all I get.
Oh, you'll be at the fucking buffet.
No, but the girl did tell me it's open 12 to 8. And you can eat there up to twice a day.
I want
to
know where the secret goddamn buffet is.
So she tried to explain it to me.
Man. It's like a Harry Potter thing. You got to go running at a fucking imaginary wall or something.
I could not believe. I was stunned to get this letter.
100 grand, huh? Or almost. You got to
88.
You got to go spend 12 more grand there before.
Before you
achieve success
before the end of the year.
Then you get that letter going. Mr. Wise,
yeah,
you didn't meet your obligations, so yoink.
Yoink. That's all right. I'll enjoy it while I got it.
Is it active? You could use it now?
Yup. Yeah. It was, I'm sitting there talking to the lady today, and I was so flabbergasted about what she's telling me, because all I'm thinking of while she's doing this is the money I've poured into this casino this year. And so I said this when we went over my win-loss statement earlier a few weeks ago, a little sad. I was a little sad having the conversation with her. And I was so flabbergasted about what she's telling me that I was completely oblivious to the point that there were four people waiting in line behind me. When I got in line, there was no one. So I'm just sitting there chatting away with her. Just
turn around, flash that card and go, fuck you, wait.
You know, I turn around. I say, I'm awfully sorry, guys. I didn't know you were there, and you know, but yeah.
Problem with gambling addiction? Check the back of your VIP card for the 800 number for help. But before you go,
I sent a picture to my brother, and I go, "Well, I've got a gambling addiction." So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes. don't even know how. I think I got like 1,000 points.
Well, just imagine if I had kept all 44,000 points. I'd have a free play out my asshole. So I'm laying in bed last night going, okay, so if I held all of my points for a year and didn't cash in any of them, I could spend like the last month of the year just fucking going crazy with free play next year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But
thousands of many thousands, thousands of dollars.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. Many thousands.
Yeah.
So we're going to see where that goes, but I think that counts as an update and correction. We have another update and correction.
Yeah.
On TGO Radio. The remaining debris from the Titan submersible that suffered a catastrophic implosion en route to the Titanic in June has been recovered, including presumed human remains.
Ew.
The Coast Guard said.
The Coast Guard has recovered the remaining debris from the submersible that imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic.
I heard you.
Five people were killed.
Did she say the wreckage?
Did she?
I think so.
Be very, very quiet.
We're hunting wreckage.
We're hunting wreckage.
From the submersible that imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic.
I think she got it right.
She's got that cool whip thing going. She's hitting that W pretty hard before they are there.
Say cool.
Wreckage.
Cool. Say whip, whip. Say cool, cool whip.
Whip. Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Guard says human remains were likely recovered in
likely.
That submersible
they don't fucking know.
Well, I mean,
floated on its way.
You can't tell at that distance between human and shark. It's probably been gnawed to a fucking fairly well.
To see the wreckage of the Titanic.
Could be human remains. Could be a jellyfish. We're not
we're
sure.
We're not sure. Stay tuned.
Five people were killed. The Coast Guard says human remains were likely recovered in that debris.
Yeah,
investigators are still looking into what led to the underwater implosion.
Oh.
They're still analyzing evidence.
Well, I think we have a theory. I think it was a...
Pressure?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think our unifying theory on this show, of course, was that they were trying to reach the Titanic in a Dinty Moore beef stew can. Don't be fucks.
Good. Fuck them.
And then I saw, I didn't bring it to the show, but I saw a few months ago that the co-founder of that outfit wanted to send people to a colony on Venus. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just fucking stick to retirement or whatever you're fucking doing now and, you know, quit trying to put people in vehicles for a while there.
Yeah, sad thing is they'll
Skippy.
Get people to volunteer. Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's fucking wild.
Wow. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah. So that's the update there. I had dinner on the way here.
What'd you have?
Stopped at McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Buddy, I don't know what took me so long, but I finally downloaded the app the other morning.
Oh, yeah?
Buzz through, give them a code.
Oh,
buzz
yeah.
through,
oh,
bypassed. Jeff, I don't know what took me so long to do it, but I get breakfast every morning on the way to work. I go in, yeah, it's code, whatever, and then fucking zip-zop. I'm zipping and zopping and then the McDonald's.
Zipping and zopping over there.
I will give you a Quaalude McFlurry.
I'll take a McSleepy Time shake.
Oh, yeah! The secret sauce is mashed up Quaaludes!
That's that secret barbecue sauce of yours, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah, it's mashed up Quaaludes!
Old Kaz a sleepy time barbecue
oh,
sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Nighty night.
Oh, nighty night, sweetheart. Oh, man.
I'll be sure and leave your things in a pile out in the front yard.
Let
for
me
you.
Just peel off these granny panties. Oh, this is the 70s. Look at all this hair. Just the cause, ladies.
Nice
and
to
gentlemen.
See the cause. It's been a while.
Maybe for the last time this year.
Been a while. Yeah.
Did I send you the thing the other day where they talked to Ridley Scott? Talking about, was it Ridley Scott talking about aliens? And Sigourney Weaver had those really low slung underwear. They had to pay a guy $5,000
to airbrush out her
digitally
bush.
Remove every fucking pubic hair from the top, from that thatch of fucking. And I've got that picture saved on my phone because that's such a hot picture.
Yeah.
And then now that just ruins it.
Yeah, it does.
That she's got a fucking buckwheat headlock bush going on in her fucking underwear. God damn it. That fucking ruins it.
Angela Davis fucking bush going she really down
is,
there.
Really is fucking. The 68 Olympics.
Yeah.
Putting up a fist in unity. Not in this bush. You can't get past it.
It does really kind of ruin that picture, doesn't it?
Just the idea of all that pussy hair ruins it. Just, what are we doing? Stop it. But that picture is so good, man. God damn. Yeah, I was disappointed to hear that.
My own 70s, man. They were still letting it grow wild.
Jeff, I fucking was at my goddamn dad's yesterday.
Yeah.
He fucking turns on the Love Boat. So now it's a thing he watches now. It's not just a, you know, turn it on one day thing. It's a thing he watches now. And I had an episode of this show saved for Video Store next year. Erase that.
Oh.
I downloaded an episode last night that is so fucking bananas. Egregious. Jeff, it's fucking, I mean, it is not excusable, this fucking episode. I'm going, I turn to my dad and I go, what the fuck are they doing? Like, it was crazy.
Egregious.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you, Juice.
Thanks, Gravy.
I was fucking baffled by this episode. And I went, all right. And I had to hunt for it. But by God, I found it. So we're going to do a Video Store on it next year.
Okay. All right.
Wow, man. Woo! Jeff, is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you mean like just things you could do on a show back then that you can't do now? No. Or
I mean, yeah.
Like the Me Too crowd had come for it.
But even in 83, you should have known not to do this. You know I mean? Even 40 years ago.
When it's egregious for 83.
Someone should have went, now wait a minute. This is a plot point is a little bit, you know.
Egregious.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was. I turned to my, like I went like this. I turned to my father. I go, what the fuck are they doing here?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And more often than not on these episodes I'm watching, these episodes I'm watching with him, because I can do about half an hour, then I got to fucking go. I can't take it. But I'll fucking, half the time a married guy's cheating. So, you know, that's half of them, you know. But, man, it's fucking, whoa.
Well, they don't call it the Love Boat for nothing.
The Catholic Boat. Remember that episode of South Park?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so look forward to that next year. We also have a, what do we got? So for you sent me a link to a sex education film from the early 60s we're going to do too. So
yeah,
we got two out of, I think we got two out of six. So we're going to have a
those
meeting
are
soon about.
We have to what?
Have a meeting soon about what we're going to do on.
A fucking meeting?
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I would love to start getting together in January. And, like, knock out all six or seven video stores and get them out of the way.
We don't have to have a meeting. Couldn't we just text about it or something?
Well, you know what I mean. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm looking forward to not seeing you until fucking January.
I get that a lot. I get that a lot. A lot. Those of you who didn't listen to the early days of the show, it was like working with Hitler at the end, you know, in the bunker. It was bad in the early days. Now it's fucking
Steiner.
Now it's a piece of cake. We fucking flip shit on and because, you know, babble, but back then
God,
it was,
remember that?
It was
fucking,
tough, man.
We'd spend 3 hours just to fucking try and get an hour's worth of shit fucking with a bad mic or a computer that wouldn't start up or
it was
mysterious. I mean, we still get mystery sounds, but boy, not like we used to in the day, man.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
It was the fucking shit. do you have any interest in some news?
I do.
Do
you? Yes.
Yep. All right.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Like you said, what's the more?
Back to that story in Titusville developing tonight about a skydiver crashing in a family's front yard and losing his life.
I fucking yep.
Good.
I could not contain myself.
Oh, that's great.
Report now from News 6's Brian Didlick.
Brian Didlick?
Brian who?
Brian Didlick.
We've been speaking with neighbors
off
of Mary Lane, where they say a man using a parachute made a hard landing just down this road and died.
It sure as fuck wasn't a soft landing.
I think Megadeth wrote a song about this called High Speed Dirt. The Countdown to Extinction album. Oh, boy.
A parachute made a hard landing just down this road and died. One neighbor catching the incident on their surveillance camera.
Yes.
Surveillance video capturing the moment.
You dumb cunt. We've said it 100 times. You have any idea how easy it is not to die in a stupid way?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Surveillance video capturing the moment a man landed in a front yard. We're stopping the video right before the hard landing, but you can see the reflection of the skydiver coming in on the back of this SUV.
Jeff.
Do you have the video?
I don't. It's a modern art masterpiece. This fucking cat. There's a black tinted window on the back of this SUV. Do you see this cat come circling down into frame, and all of a sudden, whammo!
Starry ignited himself into oblivion, didn't he?
I mean, it is just. What are you doing?
He's got that Van Gogh.
Fuck me.
Good. Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't jump out of a perfectly good fucking airplane, idiot.
Yeah. You got enough trouble staying alive on one that functions regularly.
No shit.
Hard landing, but you can see the reflection of the skydiver coming in on the back of this SUV.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. I'm in hot pursuit of the driveway.
I've been in hot pursuit of the ground for 500 miles.
I'm in hot pursuit.
Oh, shit. The reflection of the skydiver coming in on the back of this SUV.
He landed right here.
James Scott.
They got it by the dent of the earth.
He landed right here. All I can picture is that pile of shit landed on the fan from airplane. I mean,
it is just. I'll recommend that book to you. It's called Surely You Can't Be Serious. It's an oral history of the movie Airplane. I'll recommend that to you.
That snippet you sent me of the guy talking about the jive.
The jive scene.
Jesus
oh God,
Christ,
dude.
That's great.
The skydiver coming in on the back of this SUV.
That's great.
He landed right here.
James Scott.
Yes, we know. It killed the dinosaurs, the impact of that landing. We got it. We got it.
Chicks illumined himself right into oblivion.
Saying there's a layer of fucking calcium around the globe from his image. It's a big hit, I'm telling you.
It's front yard where the man landed. He says he tried to help.
I was asking the person that was laying on the ground, hey man, can you hear me?
Hey excuse me. Is that your arm over there?
Hey man.
I could get that for you if you'd like.
Hey man, can you hear me? Do you want me to take your head out of your asshole and ask you that question? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm over here now.
I'm over here now.
Your head's over there now.
Tommy, can you hear me? I said, hey, man.
Person that was laying on the ground, hey, man, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You okay, man? Da, da, da. But he did not answer.
Yeah, no, he was fucking dead, Rhodes Scholar.
Released many details about what happened, but in a statement said the man was pronounced dead at the scene.
No shit.
In the video, we saw him come this way and land almost here, but the landing strip is way over there, so how did he even get over here?
Well, clearly something went wrong there, genius. That's great. He's over here now.
You said no shit. It reminded me. I watched Full Metal Jacket last weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
No shit.
Well.
No shit.
No shit.
Well, no shit.
Way over there. So how did he even get over here?
Good question.
I mean, was he married?
Good
question.
Well,
what are you asking the neighbor for? He doesn't fucking know what happened.
Does he look like a fucking aerospace engineer to you?
What is he, a federal investigator? He can barely complete a sentence in the English language. What are you asking him for? What do you think happened? Well, clearly there was some kind of catastrophic incident there, Chet, whatever the Brian Dick Sucker, whatever your name is.
The problem is, Brian, is that when he left the plane, he did not compensate for the spinning of the Earth.
Oh.
And so, well, you know, so obviously landed off course.
Now
so.
I know you're full of shit because the Earth is flat. So now I know you're full of shit.
Right.
Well, what do you think happened? I don't fucking know.
Sconyers, who is a Vietnam veteran with airborne experience, says this incident left him with questions.
Can you imagine making it through Vietnam and then smacking the back of an SUV and going out that way?
This fucking sub-80 IQ dummy they're talking to was in Vietnam, not the guy that fucking... Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
...him with questions.
Look at the video and look at what happened. Why did he fall so hard if all the safety mechanisms was in place?
Is he mechanisms? Is he married? That may answer your question.
Safety mechanisms?
Do you know why married men die so much earlier than their wives? They want
to. They want to.
Maybe he was a married man. Married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
Yeah.
Safety mechanisms. Great question.
Mechanisms.
So it's hard if all the safety mechanisms was in place.
Mechanisms.
Mechanisms. That's great. Ow, the safety mechanisms. Oh.
It's okay, honey. Go ahead and drink that. I got all the safety mechanisms right here.
Put a bridle in your mouth so you don't bite it when I fuck your throat. What? What did you say? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Please stop interviewing regular jackoffs.
Is in place, so to speak. Something tell me there's a problem there.
Ah.
Way to go, Sherlock.
Yes.
Nice deduction.
Yes. Well, Steve Martin and Martin Short have solved another mystery. Well done there.
Well done.
What's the name of that big-titted girl on that show? They do that show together. She's like,
ooh.
That show, No Murders in the Building.
Never seen it.
No, I haven't either, but I know the big-titted girl in it is Steve Martin and Martin Short, and I don't know what the girl's name is. She's young.
They have names?
Yeah, well, so you know who to write the checks to. Oh, no one knows that more than Jeff Durant does. Holy fuck. Holy fuckaroni.
Something tell me there's a problem there.
Ah.
A few blocks away from this neighborhood is the Skydive Space Center. We stopped by to see if the parachuter came from their company, but we were told no comment. Titusville police have not said if the man was with the skydiving center.
It's fucking D.B. Cooper.
Satchel full of cash.
Yeah.
We stopped by to see if the parachuter came from their company, but we were told no comment. Titusville police have not said if the man was with the skydiving center.
He just said the same thing.
Sconyers says their community needs answers.
Why?
No, it doesn't.
For what?
No,
what do you need
doesn't.
Answers
None
for?
None of your fucking business. Except that he fucking cratered into your fucking lawn. It's none of your business.
Yeah, just all you need to know is, did he have insurance and are they going to cover the repairs to your lawn?
Did you have to get the steel shovel to scrape him up or happened?
Sounds like your lawn got fertilized for free.
God forbid, I'm right here. You know, and from a safety perspective, we need to make sure things is the way it's supposed to be.
It wasn't the plane that fell, Walter White. It was just a guy.
There's nothing to do. Scoop him up, clean up, get a hose out, and rinse the pieces of brain away and move on.
Jackie.
No, we need answers. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Jackie. I'm sorry, I almost missed that.
There's nothing like those. there's nothing. When I edit this show, almost nothing entertains me as much as Jeff and those time release jokes where Jeff goes back and hears something.
Why the fuck am I on brain detail? Your motherfucking ass should be back here scooping this shit up.
In fact, why am I the motherfucker on brain detail?
Is the way it's supposed to be. Uh-huh.
Now, there are still a lot more questions that remain.
Yeah.
But Titusville police say that they will be releasing more details about what happened.
What happened?
And the victim's identity Sunday.
Oh.
Once we hear back from them, we'll get back to you on air and online. But for now, we are in Titusville. Brian Ditlake getting results. News 6.
Oh,
that's it. It's done.
What happened?
We need answers.
Jeff, goddamn it.
We need answers.
We need answers.
Yeah, questions, answers. All I want to do is get some sleep. That's an old fucking that's an old John Bickerson line from the Bickersons. Oh, Blanche, can't you just let me get some sleep?
Blanche. here's another story. Let's see here. Here's another story.
The man who brought to light the OnlyFans page belonging to a Minneapolis police officer is sharing his story tonight. This came.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. I tried to find that at last night and I couldn't find it. Minneapolis cop has an OnlyFans page and she pulled a guy over. And come to find out, he subscribes to her page.
Fans page belonging to a Minneapolis police officer is sharing his story tonight. This came to light a few days ago when he asked a community leader and personal friend if it violated department policy.
Community, oh God, don't you have to fucking go support Hamas somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, fuck off. Your community leader, Jesse Jackson, beat feet.
They didn't get out of that ticket.
Yeah, but yeah.
Thanks. Karen Scullin joins us now live with an update to this story. Karen?
Well, it was just a few days ago that this man was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, but it didn't take long before he recognized that officer as someone that he's been following on OnlyFans for about 5 months.
Aren't you the one I saw deep throating that black guy's cock on OnlyFans the other night?
Didn't I watch you split lip the other day? With your
did you smash him with that other chick?
Just fucking scissoring your brains out. Bad enough to do an OnlyFans, but like so say you run an OnlyFans, okay, then you have content on there, then you can also have pay-per-view things where you make the people pay again to watch you do sucking and fucking or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fucking thievery, man.
It's capitalism, baby.
Yeah, well, I get and I'm a capitalist, but goddamn. Let me see you splitting that lip. That's the forefinger and the middle finger. Just hold that thing open for me so I can see what's happening. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's the way, huh?
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. Changing the weather with whipping my ass, man. I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Fuck this weather.
Killing me.
Fans for about 5 months. A simple traffic stop quickly turned into a where do I know you from for the Minneapolis man who was pulled over just a few days ago. It took
cuck idiot
10 minutes to figure it out.
10 minutes? What was she doing? Reading him the fucking Bill of Rights? 10 minutes.
Out. The man spoke to us on the condition of anonymity.
She pulled over Darth Vader?
She pulled over Dr. Doom.
Jesus Christ.
Doctor too. You will split your lip on the dark side. I never did the OnlyFans thing. I never got into that.
Nah,
it's not for me.
There's enough free shit out there.
There really is. I mean, again, if it's someone you know that you're not supposed to see, that's more attractive to me than just some random girl that, you know.
You know, as brothers, we was like, man, she got her OnlyFans page. I'm on her OnlyFans page.
He knew that the 4th Precinct.
Can we play Guess the Ethnicity?
Well.
Can we?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Guess the Race time on TGRE. We haven't played this for a long time. Guess the Race. Jeff Durant is our contestant.
Am going with Northern Ireland.
Well, probably false. They don't show the guy. Yeah, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing he's black guy. I don't want to tell tales out of school or make any crazy accusations or anything, but
that the 4th Precinct officer was someone that he had been following for 5 months on OnlyFans.
Well, how do you find girls in your town on OnlyFans? That's what I can't figure out. I'd take a look who's in my city and see if I, you know, but like, how do you find, I know nothing about OnlyFans. I don't know how you find them.
I don't know anything about it. Nothing.
Explicit photos and watched her have sex.
You fucking ain't right, you did.
Go to the VIP. You get to see the.
Well, I really have to check it out then, because.
Well, you know something about VIP packages, don't you? Now you're a goddamn fucking expert.
It's so ludicrous. It's just the silliest fucking thing.
VIP, you get to see the videos of her and her husband or whoever that is.
We are not yet naming the officer, but it appears
she's... Oh, wait a minute. She pulled over Big Dick Black.
I knew this was a scam. This is bullshit. I'm sure you're very good.
God damn, that's a great scene.
Why? Well,
I'm Dick Black. You're doing a porno movie, right? Right. Then I'm the man for you.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Black, but I'm afraid you're not exactly the type we're looking for.
You mean because I'm black?
No.
No. He's white guilt even in 78 or whatever that was.
No, he's just not the type.
What do you mean, not the type? Man, don't you know who I am? I'm Big Dick Black. I've done more porno movies than you ever saw. I work with Harry Reams, Johnny Wye. Not the type? I can come 10 times a day.
Ugh.
I can keep it hard for 2 hours at a time.
Ugh.
I'm a woman's dream.
Just sounds awful. Both of those things sound awful. I can come 10 times a day. Oof. What?
Whoa.
God, no. Jesus. I don't want to come twice in a week most times. 10 times a day?
Come 10 times a day.
Ugh.
I can keep it hard for 2 hours at a time.
Ugh.
I'm a woman's dream. I got a dick hung on me 9 inches long.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I'm sure you're very good. At the moment, I just don't have anything for you.
I'm sure you're very good.
Quite impressive.
I'm not trying to get anything going with the NAACP. I'm just saying that, you know, it's not what we're looking for.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I'm sure you're very good. But at the moment, I just don't have anything for you. If something comes up, I'll be happy to give you a call.
Shit.
You don't want to hire niggas, that's all.
Oh.
I knew this was a scam. This is bullshit.
That's the best scene in the movie. I did not enjoy at all. Hardcore with George C. Scott. But that scene entertains me.
Oh, it's been entertaining
endlessly.
Us for years.
Oh, it's just the best. Yeah.
For years.
I heard you.
We are not yet naming the officer, but it appears she's been running the site that offers porn, customized videos, among other things, for some time. The police chief says he is investigating to see if MPD policy...
I'm sure he is.
I bet he is.
Ah, well, we'll get right on this.
A week and a half to investigate this, and a clean towel, please, to catch the rivulets of cum that...
Get back to the press conference. He's fucking out of breath. Can't lift his fucking hand up.
He's just got a fucking...
Got it in a sling.
He's just fucking jerking it in the podium. That scene in fucking Police Academy where he's getting blown.
Yes. That's a good scene.
That's a great scene. Yeah, that's a great scene.
He was violated. Meanwhile, the man who recognized...
Meister
says he can't quite look at her the same.
Because you can't arrest me no more. I've seen your private parts.
She can't too arrest you, you fucking
nitwit.
Yeah,
she most certainly can.
Yeah, keep voting for Democrats. What do you want me to tell you?
Is that how gynecologists get to walk around scot-free?
I can't let you see my pussy. You're a fucking gynecologist. Do you know how the law works?
Look, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
Just because you watched her spit on a cock doesn't mean she can't arrest you. You don't know how the fucking law works? What are you, simple?
I've seen your private parts.
He says being a cop and an OnlyFans model really just doesn't mix.
What the fuck do you know about it?
You know what? Just shut up, Black Slingblade.
I sure do like that French fried potatoes.
I sure do like that OnlyFans page.
I'm aiming to hit you in the head with it. What, that axe? No, my cock.
Because
I'm black, get it? Got a huge cock. Went a long way for that one.
I got a dick hung on me 9 inches.
I'm sure you're very good. I just
don't you know who I am?
I'm Black Sling Blade. I can come 10 times a day.
Ooh, that is in minute 56.
We got a title.
Show title, Black Sling Blade. Wow. Took a long time to get one, but we got one. I come 10 times a day.
I can't even do it. I got a dick hung on me 9 inches long.
That poor little fella. I can come 10 times a day. Black Sling Blade. Jeff, it's too late in the year to make new characters, all right? We're never going to remember it. Black Sling Blade. Poor little feller.
I mean, the French fried taters.
Last night for $29.99, I have sex. I won't with that.
Now,
I just can't respect that. I wouldn't respect
nobody, what, oh, quit, get that, fucked.
Quit breaking the traffic laws, you savage.
Jesus.
Yeah, this chick's the problem.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Now, on Sunday, when the story broke, a spokesperson for the mayor had this to say about...
This is a hip mayor in Minneapolis, man. Dig this.
...the officer and her fan page. If all we're talking about is naked pictures behind a paywall, the mayor has no issue. However, the
fucking
chief will
right.
determine if there are...
I'll vote for that mayor regardless of party. If it's just splitting lip, you know, a little bit of sheen, a little bit of wetness on the inside. A
little bit of sheen.
If not for Black Sling Blade, that could have been a title, a little bit of shade. A show title.
Now, it's not clear how long that investigation will take.
Well,
at last site, that website that OnlyFans...
Really examine the evidence. We've got to take a long time to examine this evidence.
It's got to be analyzed.
It's got to be analyzed and analyzed.
Yeah, a lot of detective work's going to have to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, might even have to, you know, pay some overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Increase the Kleenex budget.
I need a fucking...
We need a case of Jergens. Stat.
Stat. Try Jerk. It'll come faster. It's my recommendation.
We did ask how long colleagues or the administration
have
known about...
Remember the old song, Cool Jerk? Why haven't we written a parody song called Dry Jerk?
Dry Jerk. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
how long colleagues or the administration have known about this OnlyFans site, but we did not get an answer. We are live in Minneapolis. Karen Scullett.
Karen Scullett.
Scullett?
Didn't have one. Well, I got to cut that out. Scullett. That's a name I have to beat. So late in the show, I'm going to be angry at myself doing that.
That's funny.
Because I'm just going to want this process to be over, and then I got to fucking beat that. I'm going to be so mad at myself. Michigan State professor is on leave after his criminal past was discovered.
Uh-oh.
Student sleuths in a Michigan State University classroom say they discovered their professor's checkered past. The university says nothing of the sort, though, showed up on a background check. Julie Dunmire joins us live in the studio after speaking to one of Brendan Doyle's former students about this discovery, Julie.
Yes, she was shocked, Josh.
I was shocked. To find out that somebody had a past that I wasn't aware of.
Well, there's a past, and then there's this cat. Like, you don't...
Oh, yes.
They clearly did. And this is after they had the guy, I think we talked about last year, who got caught fucking a dog and whatever.
Yeah, right.
At
right.
MSU. Like, there's something going on.
What's going on in East
Lansing?
In the
screening process is what I'm telling you, yeah.
Huh.
She was shocked, Josh. This is Brendan Doyle, the same man... was charged back in 2020 for allegedly being part of running a meth lab. The arrest happened.
Yeah, meth lab. Fast forward a few years, he's teaching your kids at MSU. How does that guy get hired?
Doyle ended up somehow teaching at Michigan State.
This man, Brendan Doyle, appearing in a press release.
We heard you.
From a Louisiana sheriff's office in spring of 2020, charged with creation or operation of a clandestine laboratory for the unlawful manufacture of a controlled dangerous substance. It's the same man that was teaching Mackenzie Albee's class at Michigan State in the fall of 2023.
Remember how I said on the show a few weeks ago about how nothing works anymore. And that's the most frustrating thing of life post-COVID is that nothing works anymore.
Right.
People, institutions, things, it's nothing works anymore. Nothing is, whereas it was failing before, nothing is designed to work. You don't do a background check on a guy to discover whether he's cooked meth before? I did not run that check.
I don't know.
Teaching Mackenzie Albee's class at Michigan State in the fall of 2023.
When I joined the group me for homework help, I saw that there was an article about him and it had the picture of my professor.
This picture, a mugshot.
I'd hate to have people think about this like they, you know, were in the garage talking to Deep Throat and solving Watergate. It was a link to a story someone found.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was putting in a cloud. Oh.
It's shit in my drawers.
I showed up here and Jeff was dumping out. I'm like, that a boy. Good.
Ooh. The
picture of my professor.
This picture, a mugshot of Doyle from when he was allegedly caught up in a meth manufacturing scheme over 1,000 miles away. Doyle taught kinesiology, more specifically, an anatomy and physiology class.
We also, you know.
Just seemed like.
Neck bones connected to my wristwatch.
Impatient.
Doyle also had.
Yeah, he was impatient. He needed a bump. Yeah, he was a patient Hunter Biden. Yeah.
I don't know. He went through all the material in 10 minutes. We still had 50 minutes to kill.
He's in such a hurry. I just missed, goddammit. Get out of here. I need a bump, Joe Rogan. Yeah, he was impatient. I think the big lesson from Hunter Biden, of course, is let's not fuck strippers bareback. Let's not do that. I think that's the big, right? That's the big takeaway. Oh, it sounds fun. Ultimately, the odds are fair that you're going to have to.
To be fair.
The odds are fair you're going to have to pay, you know, $75,000 a year in child support to some fucking stripper who inexplicably names your child Navy. That's the big lesson of the hunter, but don't bareback. Sure, it sounds fun. But she's got crazy eyes. Evolution teaches you to stay away from that shit for a fucking reason.
It just seemed like...
Hunter has a hard-on for strippers.
He plays his games. We play ours.
We play ours. Because we fuck everything we see.
It's him and Trump Jr. out on the town together.
Oh boy. God has a hard on for strippers because they suck everything they say. I used to fuck a girl that modeled lingerie at like parties and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a ride, man.
Blew, especially while she was modeling the lingerie at the party.
Blew enormous loads in this girl. But it was a mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah, someone's got to tell the young guys.
More specifically, an anatomy and physiology class.
He just seemed like...
Spit it out! God damn!
That's what he said.
Impatient.
Doyle also...
Yeah, he was impatient.
Also had choice words for students, according to Albee.
When he yelled at us as if we were a high school class for talking, I just thought it was kind of unnecessary. Like
Why don't you try shutting the fuck up for once?
Did you ever see that movie Whiplash from 2014 with J.K. Simmons?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
Talk about fucking yelling at people. Holy shit. I watched that the other night.
That's how he got his Oscar was that movie.
Whew, that was a good movie. Really good.
Yeah.
When that happens in other classes at MSU, the professors don't really make a big deal out of it. They just keep teaching their lecture. But it was more distracting.
Shut up!
When he yelled at us, then... The actual talking.
Students say,
motherfucker, I'm paying $60,000 a year to suck my dick. I'm going to talk as much as I fucking want to. Get fucked. Crackhead buffoon. Hunter.
Bills passed, the university communications person telling Fox 17 that nothing came up on a routine background search.
No.
Come on, man.
You think someone lost their fucking job over that?
Oh, yeah.
Hire.
Yeah, it was just made me
They don't
shocked.
Have a great track record up there at MSU right now.
No, they're
on
having
hires.
Trouble. They have trouble.
You know?
Confusion as to how he even...
She's got nothing to say
nothing.
To you. We sit down here every week with no script and talk to you for an hour and 15 minutes or
and
whatever it is.
She can't string together two
she
fucking
can't,
sentences.
She can't.
Nope.
By the he even was hired by the university.
Doyle is no longer teaching Albee's class. In an email.
No shit.
Obtained by Fox 17, the head of kinesiology department apologized to students, saying they were made aware of Doyle's past in August before school started.
Even if his involvement was minimal, I'm just kind of, I don't know, like how did this happen? Like how?
Say like again. Say like one more fucking time.
I dare you. I double dare you.
Well, no shit.
I'll let you fuck my sister. That's it.
Is that it?
And that's the end of the news. I'm not finishing because I can't have that teenage girl talk to me anymore. It's
fucking just mind numbing. You know, here's the thing. You can actually decline to talk to a reporter if you don't have anything to say. You don't have to say anything.
No, but they think they have something to say, which is probably
Idiots.
More, you know. Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiots, man. All of them. Fuck them.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
This time next week, we'll be able to lament the beloved Braves' exit from the National League playoffs. Yikes.
Yeah.
I told you I did not want to play the Phillies, man. Golly. Ooh.
I saw something in one of the games. I don't know if it was last night. I guess it might have been because I saw the video today. But the Phillies crowd was mocking the Braves with their with the chant.
The chant, yeah. I mean, you can't. Philly knocked us out last year. And,
yeah.
You know, and just, you know, it's
Wait,
just.
Knocked you out last year.
In the playoffs, yeah.
Who won the series last year? I thought the Braves did. Or was that?
Well, it was 2021.
Okay.
Houston won last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
I can tell you who won in 2020, the Dodgers. I cannot tell you who won in 2019.
I can tell you who won in 2017.
I can tell you that. I can tell you who won in 2017.
Cubbies.
I cannot tell you who won 2019. I can't. Well,
yeah. Hang on. And it was 2017, not 1917.
Yeah. Man, I was rooting hard for you guys on that one. Even as a
that
Braves,
was fun.
Even as a Braves fan, I was like, come on.
Jesus Christ.
We got to get one here. Yeah, what are we doing?
And you know what? I fucking went to bed. I just could not stay up for that fucking rain delay.
That was me too.
I had to go
that
to
was
bed,
me
man.
Too.
I woke up, man. My alarm went off, and I looked at I'm like, yay, we won.
Yeah, so good, man.
Oh, yeah. A lot of body and depth to it. Very nice. Well done.
Yeah.
And my compliments to your ass.
Clean. Wow, is that clean? You'll be getting that clip on Saturday. Sheesh. Well, anyway, I think we've bored America enough with all this sports talk here on The Fist. It's Jeff and the Douche.
96.9.
The Fist. It's Jeff.
What's the sports guy's name on The Fist?
It's Jeff and the Douche.
It's who?
Jeff and the Douche.
Oh, it's Jeff and the Douche?
I'm the Douche.
Yeah, well, duh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You remember that from, what was it, Parks and Rec? So-and-so in the Douche. They had a morning show. Buddy, I was way into Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Super into it. Yeah.
I might watch.
Yeah. I didn't...
Jeff and the Douche.
Yeah, Jeff and the Douche.
Nice.
Anyway, thank you for listening, and we will, at 7 o'clock on the East Coast, everybody. Baseball starting soon. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over?